Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Razy. And I'm laughing because I did the recording without giving you a countdown. I'm sorry, Leah. So we're back to talk about the latest episode of Siesta Key and to also do a little deep dive into some of the cast members, just like we did last week. Leah, which two did you deep dive on this week?
I did Ashley, Jared's girlfriend, and then Garrett, which Garrett, I kind of ended up going a little different direction than I originally thought of.
Yeah. So, okay. And I did Ish and Alyssa. So Alyssa being Alex's baby mama girlfriend and Ish being Madison's boyfriend and the former producer of the show. So I'm really excited to talk about Ish whenever that happens. But first, we could talk about this episode. I took a lot of notes this episode.
Yeah, I've got quite a few. My first note, though, is just, I just wrote down Kelsey's hat.
Oh my goodness, I thought she looked so cute.
I'm just not a big hat person in general, so wasn't the biggest fan, but teach her.
I was like, oh, Kelsey's serving looks. I think she looks so good this season. I feel like everyone was talking about like how good she looked in the first season. I'm not saying that she didn't look good, but I feel like they all have just glown up a lot.
Oh yeah.
But in this scene, I noticed her hat too. I really liked it. That's funny though. But this is where Chloe, Juliet, and Kelsey are all are they just like brunching or something?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be the night after Juliet found out, right?
Oh yeah. And one of my LOL moments was Juliet talking about the voicemail that she left Alex, and she's like, I don't think it was bad, and she sounded so drunk when she was leaving it. And then I think it was Chloe that asked who cries more, Juliet or Madison, and they were like, Madison.
Yeah.
It was funny. But yeah, this is like a really, I think this episode is really good, just like how it all started with so much drama with Madison from the jump.
Yeah.
When Madison comes in, and I want to hear what you think about that.
Yeah. Well, first I just kind of had the pointless flashback of Madison from like the last episode where she was just like, that's not what I expected, which was like, that was unnecessary.
Yeah. Nothing then, new.
You know, Madison's never been on Juliet's side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she just seems like that type of girl that always like takes the guy's side in situations.
Yeah. Yeah. But Amanda seems like that too.
Definitely. Definitely. I will say I did like the one flashback that was fine was like her going to Alex and Alyssa's house. At least that was something, a flashback that we never saw. I'm fine with flashbacks like that, where it's stuff that we haven't seen.
Yeah, that's
40 times.
And I get why they have those too, because of Alex. Like, it's probably actually not supposed to be a flashback. It's actually probably supposed to be a scene.
Yeah.
But I like it better like that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. My quote, though, was when Juliet just told Madison to stop being so
naive. Yeah, I had that quoted, too. And she said, you're starting to bug me.
Yeah.
I don't understand this this loyalty she has to Alex and his family. I know, I always forget that they dated and stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, when I get into my Alyssa's deep dive, I found something interesting about that too, that I'll get into that later. So I'll put a pin in that, but, I don't know. I just feel like it was super fake for Madison, how she is with, I don't know, like how she's just like, oh, I was just with Alex and Alyssa. It's like, why were you just with them when you're like really close with Juliet and this whole group and you know how big of a piece of shit he is.
And that's what I don't get. Like, why are you like defending him so much? Like, just don't say anything. Like, Juliet obviously already feels bad and she's
right,
Like
you, why are you there?
Yeah. If you don't want to shit talk Alex, then don't come.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was when she started making the face while Chloe was talking about what Amanda told her, which I can't wait to talk about that too. I thought, and I wrote it down, Madison's face, is she thinking about Ish and how he wouldn't be present if they had a baby or something? Like, was she, like, I was just so confused on why she's making all these faces. And then when she asked Chloe to step aside and talk with her, like, I feel like that came out of left field and it was super weird for her to be getting this upset.
Yeah, I even put down, like, in quotes, really smooth of how she, like, they were all in the middle of conversation. And
yeah,
I was like,
you live with her, talk with her at home about that.
That was awkward for Juliet and Kelsey.
Yeah. Like, I wish they would have listened in if Juliet and Kelsey said anything. Like, what was that about?
And then Madison just saying that Chloe blackmailed Alex.
Which is not true.
Get over the purse. Alex wasn't complacent to. Right. Or complicit.
Like, that's my thing is, like, if you're going to be this mad at Chloe, be this mad at Alex too. Like, I don't think that that it should be even evened out that way. But like the fact that she's going over there and just being so with Alyssa and Alex and defending Alex like this is really weird considering why she's upset with Chloe.
Madison, you had a chance to tell Alyssa about all this.
You look bad too.
Every single person knew but Alyssa. So
yeah, and everyone's that's awful.
Everyone's at fault for not saying anything.
Yeah, because I would have said something 100%. Like, I don't understand this. But that's, I don't know, that Madison shit is something else. But
I feel like there's got to be more to the story.
To that. That's what I was thinking too. Like, I don't, well, and then I think Juliet said it, something like how she thinks that she's taking out all this stuff with Ish out on Chloe, like seeing like that family dynamic happening with Alyssa and Alex is something that she actually wants, and then just being like really overly protective about it. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, or maybe just feeling like they would be really judgy with her if she were to have a baby with Ish, which they probably would, you know, now. But I don't know. But that's what my first instinct was that she was making faces and was having a reaction because of what's going on with her and Ish.
Yeah.
But like then when she started talking, I was like, whoa, really? That's you're mad?
But yeah.
Whatever. Do you have anything else you want to add on that?
No, from that scene, no, that's like pretty much it.
What was next after that?
What I have next, because I didn't really write much about like the meeting Juliet had with Ashley.
And Ashley,
boring.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to talk about when Madison and Amanda had their talk.
Yeah.
I think Amanda's just trying to stay out of this drama. I mean, she's not doing the greatest job, but you know. I'm just confused why Madison cares so much about what Chloe said.
It almost sounds as if she's trying to use like a very small thing and blow it up out of proportion just to move out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Instead of just saying she doesn't want to live with her anymore. Yeah. She's making,
I don't know. It's just, this whole thing is just really weird. And the whole thing with Amanda, you could tell by Amanda's face that she was like, oh shit. Like, Chloe told somebody and now it's going to make me look bad with Alyssa and Alex. I need to cover this up and say that this was a joke. And that's why Chloe was pissed. I know I'm jumping forward, but was pissed when it came back onto her. And like Madison was, but the fact that Madison's even this bothered by it, let Alyssa and Alex be bothered by it. Don't I don't.
And apparently he said it in front of Alyssa and Alyssa seems to not care. So why does Madison care so much? Like Alyssa's still with him. So she clearly doesn't care.
Right. But it's also like,
Madison's making more drama out of this than they're needs to be. I think when Amanda told Chloe, she wasn't thinking that it was going to be this big
right
thing.
Yeah. Well, that's just like, the thing with her also just getting upset is like, I'm trying to think of every excuse of why Madison would be really bothered by this. Mm-hmm. And I just really can't think of something that would make sense. Cause I feel like I'm just making excuses right now just to make her, cause I think she's like really nice and stuff, but
yeah,
it's just a very weird, and especially with Manda, like I think you said, she's definitely just trying to play both sides of the friend groups. But you could just tell from the way that she just looked guilty.
Where she was like, and, fuck, this got out more than I wanted it to, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't understand it. But I thought what was really cool though was, this is off topic, but Amanda's storyboard drawing thing.
Yeah.
I was like,
That I want to know more about, like what she does. Yeah. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, I had
know enough about her. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool. I don't think she posts a lot of, I don't know. I guess I don't really follow. I need to follow her. Maybe I just don't really look at her, but yeah, I'm going to have to go back and see about that. But
also I wanted to touch on the whole, that Chloe has a file on everyone. That's weird. I mean, even if it's true, that's weird. I just don't get how any of these people are friends with each other, because they all like gossip. Well, you know?
But I feel like they're all we're at like a really good, like they were okay until this Madison going and starting shit between Amanda and Chloe. And what I was gonna say too with that is like, why, if it didn't mean any harm, if it was just a joke, why would Amanda go to Chloe and talk about it?
Yeah.
Like what, like, you know, like that doesn't that seem suspicious to you? Like Madison, like hearing that I wouldn't jump to be like, oh, you're just starting shit. I'd be like, oh, like why is that being joked about in the first place? And why would Amanda come to you if it was just a joke? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I definitely think he said it and it wasn't necessarily a joke, but
it was awkward probably. And he brushed it off as a joke.
Yeah. And I think Amanda didn't think it was going to get passed around to everyone. So that's why she said it to Chloe.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to backtrack it, you know?
And it looked, and that conversation was so, oh, like I loved Chloe this episode. Her driving and rolling up, like she called Amanda and just rolled right up.
And
was like, why did you tell Madison that?
I was like, that's bold. What is next?
Probably Kelsey and Jake. Is that coming up? It was Madison and Kelsey when Madison was moving out.
Okay. Not giving Chloe like heads up, like that's actually
rude.
Crazy and
super
crazy.
Fucked up. Yeah.
There's
no, I was like, whoa.
And I was like, there's gotta be more than her just getting annoyed about Chloe talking shit, because you literally blindsided her with that.
Well, and I was thinking that too, like, is there something that we're missing here? Is there more to it? But then Chloe also herself looked shocked,
saw Chloe's reaction. I was like, oh no, Chloe literally had no idea this was going
on. But she's like, hey guys, like what's going on, like and she goes, this week, like what do you mean, like you're moving out now?
And then she got like defensive. She's like, I'm still paying my rent. And it's like, well,
yeah, as you should.
Yeah,
like I just don't understand. Yeah. And where is she moving to? Did we find that out?
I don't think it's said anywhere.
I don't know. And it's also weird that no one else is saying, Madison, you want to think about this? Like, are you sure?
Like,
when they're all
rush.
Super close with Chloe too. I don't know. I just think it was, and I felt really bad for Chloe when her, because it was after this, when Madison was moving out, that Chloe had that conversation with Amanda. And like, I felt really bad for Chloe, like when she started to cry, because she's just like, you know, I, like, I feel like she's really gotten better.
Yeah.
And in this season, she hasn't been in the wrong. Like, no. Yeah, she took that purse, but she wasn't in the wrong with that situation. Like well, that was...
because she told Alex. Everyone, too, after. Yeah. So it's not like she really kept the secret.
Right, right.
Yeah, and Chloe does start a lot of drama, but I felt really bad for her. Like, that was, like, 100% real emotions. You could tell she felt...
blindsided.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. It's like, you don't want to live with me? Like, I don't know. I wonder how long they were living together for, but I feel like it's been a while because it's probably around the same time frame that Kelsey and Juliet started living together. Yeah. Maybe not as long, but because I feel like Kelsey lived with Madison and then Kelsey and Juliet started living together. And then some point, Chloe
and Madison.
Yeah. But I don't know how long it's been, but I don't know. I just think that that's really bratty and not mature to, like, you should have a conversation first.
Yeah. And you do it like on TV.
While you're packing, like there was not a converse, like she walked in on you packing. So it had to come up. It was, it really made me look at Madison differently. She was not good this episode. It made me really sad. Cause I think Madison's really great, but.
I'm enough with ish for me until there's like more to the story to add. Cause at this point it's like, I don't want to see it unless there's more.
I'm tired of the same flashbacks, the same FaceTime calls. I know he's busy and working.
Yeah.
Baby. Like, I know baby's busy and working in Canada.
And one more thing about the drama, like, Juliet kind of brought it up when they were, like, talking about the model stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I know you two aren't on good terms with Chloe, which I'm like, why is Kelsey not like her all of a sudden? Like,
oh, she said you too? Oh. Yeah.
So that's why I was like, what happened with Kelsey that now she can't, like, that was weird to me too. So I was like, that was like a whole plot line that they.
But she seemed totally fine at the brunch because she was agreeing with Juliet and Chloe about, you know, Alex and the.
Yeah, so there's
something that's. She's not team Alex. She's like team Juliet. So I don't understand why.
There's got to be more.
Yeah, there has to be. Or maybe Kelsey's just like
picking Madison.
More still ride or die with Madison.
Yeah, that could be.
Her first like siesta key friend on the show, it seems like. Yeah, but I don't know. What were your thoughts about the Kelsey and Jake thing?
Well, I was kind of like shocked when she told him that he like went MIA. I was like, his dad died.
Dad died. I know.
I was like, that's cold.
I know. Cold. no shame.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
His dad died. Give him a break. I know. Yeah. I feel like they were really hard on him when it happened too. I'm like, give him a break. Like, this is sad.
Yeah. And it only had been like a couple of months at that point, right? Or
yeah. So.
Another, I like him enough. There's just not an, I don't know enough about him. If like, I think it's worthy for him to like continue being on.
I do think that him and Kelsey had more chemistry on camera than Kelsey and Garrett.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Which is really sad because I don't know, like they, while we're talking about this, can we just talk about, like, when Kelsey and Garrett at the party, because the party's next anyways, but I think it's really shady, though, that Kelsey didn't say anything to Garrett about them meeting up, especially when Kelsey's cheated before. Mm-hmm. I saw on Twitter that she posted that I should have said something and I'm sorry, Garrett, and all that. But it was like so hard to watch because it seemed like it was real. Like it wasn't, you know, like acting. Like it was like, and when Kelsey came up, like, to like touch him to be like, oh hey, I'm here too. Like, what are you guys talking about? And he's like, oh well, actually, talking about how you two just hung out and you never told me. And it's like, oh my god, Garrett was like,
pissed. You could tell he was like shocked. He's like,
yeah,
but yeah, that sketch. You gotta, you say you want to be like committed to Garrett. You gotta tell him things like that.
Yeah, how do you not tell him something like that? And I guess she said that she thought it was just me, like, them getting together to talk about, like, his dad or something, like, you know, whatever. But no matter what, if you're meeting up with an old fling, you should let your partner know, especially when you were just getting on him for hugging an old fling in front of you at a party.
Yeah.
Like, you're going out.
Getting
on
drinks.
A little date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting drinks with him. But she made me laugh when she talked about his little earring.
Yeah, I know. I did laugh. Yeah. I honestly didn't even notice it until she said
it. I noticed it. And then she said it. And I was like, oh my God. I'm happy she said something. I was like, has he always had an earring? I never noticed that. So yeah, that was funny. But this party, I forgot to talk about this earlier. Did you notice when Juliet was driving, what Madison's name was on the contacts?
Yes, I did.
Messy.
See that. Yeah, it's like, oof.
Like, why? I was like, wait, what? I rewinded because I was like, who is she on the phone with? She told Kelsey to patch in or bring in Madison, and it said Messy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's.
I was like, was that from like a long time ago and then she's never changed it? I don't know. I wish I would know about that, but I don't know. Maybe there's more to that. Yeah. Maybe that'll come back later.
Yeah.
But the party. So Kelsey is legit a model.
Yeah.
She's a model. I
freaking died when she told Madison's walk was bad.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. I was like, Kelsey knows her shit. Like, she was really impressive. I was really impressed with her. I was like, okay. Like, yeah, that is hard work. Like, I can't walk any meals. Like, and
she looks
that
so
like
confident
that.
Too.
Yeah. Like, really impressive. She was teaching Madison how to walk.
Oh, yeah. But
poor Madison. Yeah. I can't even judge her.
My ankles hurt watching that. I was like, oh, and she fell. Oof.
Oh, it was bad. It just made me, it reminded me of Laguna Beach. No, the Hills where, you didn't watch the Hills. You watched
Laguna
Beach.
Yeah.
So there's this iconic moment in the Hills where, because Elsie, Lauren Conrad, worked for 17 Magazine, and this whole episode, like, reminded me so much of a Hills episode with Juliet, and, like, she was, like, an intern and had to help, like, all the models get dressed and all that, and one of her best friends, who's also her coworker, got to walk the runway, and she's not a model, but she's really tall. I cannot remember her name was. Starts with a W. Whitney. And she was walking down the stairs and it was like live on camera and she trips and falls completely down and gets back up, but is like probably on the verge of tears. And it was so sad. But I mean, it was like really, it was really bad. It was worse than this because of how many people were there. But
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, like that is, I mean, break your ankles. That hurts. Seriously. That looks so bad.
She fell hard.
I felt, and she started crying, and I was like, oh, but everyone's talking about his karma.
Yeah, I did like that Ashley, the Juliet's boss, like, comforted her. Because they were so, like, pushy towards Juliet, that whole ordeal. Yeah. So it was nice to, like, have her, like,
This is gonna happen even at the highest level, like you can't control it. And I thought that was really nice and made me look at them also differently too, because I thought that they would be like, oh my goodness. But what else? Oh, the talk with Juliet and Beth was after that, right? Yeah. Was that the last thing of the episode? Was there anything else before we talk about that?
No, I think that's it. Honestly, Juliet seems so, so mature compared to
that. Oh, yeah.
Because I actually did like that talk between her and Beth. I thought it was nice.
It was very nice. It's so hard to think that that's Alex's mom. So I have, like, it's like she comes off, like, one way, but I know that secretly she's not great. To have a son like that and to protect a son like that and to have a husband like that. So, but I really like that conversation. I think Juliet really needed that too.
And I think Beth could have really been snarky, rude to Juliet.
Yeah.
But I think she knew how bad Juliet really was hurting. So it's nice for her to, like,
give her that closure.
Yeah, and say, like, there's nothing wrong with you.
That was really sweet. Yeah, and to tell her, like, how proud she is. And I like that she still comes to support her stuff, even though she's not dating her son. And
It was nice, I thought.
It was. They keep getting me emotional on these
I know,
episodes. Okay, so who did you stan for this episode?
I'm going to go with Juliet for that last scene. I think that, like, it was, like, a lot of growth.
So, yeah, so much growth. I put Chloe.
I was going to have Chloe until this last scene.
And mine was either going to be Chloe or Juliet. But Chloe just, I mean, she continues to be most improved. She is just really great. And I thought that she handled that situation with Amanda really well, with Madison really well, especially with her coming in and finding out that she's moving out. Like, I feel like she handled that so well. She could have popped off and been like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
oh yeah,
just leave then. Like, bye. Like, screw our friendship. Like, she, you know, if anything, Madison was kind of snarky, leads to my villain of the episode, and I put Madison. Oh, I never thought that I would ever put that.
Same. It's just...
Oh, you did too?
Yeah. It was just, she just started so much shit that didn't need to be started. And it wasn't even like, when Chloe does it, sometimes it's just like fun to watch. Like, this isn't even fun to watch because, like, this doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah.
Like, it was just super immature the whole way. She just like moved out without saying anything. Like,
it was so awful. And I don't know if you saw on Twitter, but she tweeted about like how, kind of what she said in the episode, like how it's attacking not just Alex at this point, like it's attacking like a family. And then Polly responded about how everyone just can't stop talking about that family and all them, and talking about like the ratings are going down because Alex is on the show or something. It was really like, and I'm like, you're supporting these people, Madison, like,
yeah,
this guy like, you're on this guy's side and he's talking to you like that. Like, I didn't understand it. Polly's just awful. Like, he's so awful. I should do a deep dive on him.
We could talk about him for a long time, I think.
Yeah, oh my goodness, we'll have to do like a villains like deep dive. So anything else before we do our deep dives?
No, I think that's about it.
What would you rank, like, this episode?
What would I rank it?
Like, on a scale. What did we do the scale last time?
Five.
A scale of five, yeah. And last time we gave it like a four and a half or something.
Yeah, I'd probably do like 3.8. There's a little bit too much. Yeah, I'd give it
a three, something in the threes. Not quite a four, but a three, like an average episode.
Yeah. And it looks like next week, Juliet and Sam finally.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this. Everyone's really funny about him.
Yeah, I just want to see him on like screen and talking. And
yeah, I'm really curious to see what his personality is going to be like on Siesta Key.
Yeah, and it looks like Chloe and Madison have another talk.
Yes, which.
So. We'll see how
well that goes. We shall see. All right, on to the deep dive. Who do we want to start out with?
I'll go with Ashley, Jared's girlfriend, because I only found a couple things on her. So it looks like she's an actress. I looked up IMDb, and she's only been in like a couple of short films. I couldn't find out her age because it's like she's only been like briefly on Siesta Key, and she doesn't have enough acting to her name to like have a profile.
Yeah,
it looked like her and Jared dated briefly. Like, there's only, well, she deleted the pictures of him on Instagram, but like he posted stuff between like October 2019 to December, and even like on Reddit and stuff, everyone said it was a pretty short-lived
fling. Yeah. I didn't see that going
far. So I don't think we'll see much more because we're cool. Getting close to December. So.
Well, we'll probably just see the falling out, or
it'll be like when Jared just,
like, yeah,
his flashback breakups that always happen to him,
right? Yeah, even though the first episode he was talking about how she's just different, they just get each other, you know, you just know, like,
yeah, sure.
You just get each other. I'm like, oh, okay, but yeah, I know this isn't gonna last then. Okay, so I can go over Alyssa since it's, I don't have a lot on her.
Okay.
So she's 26. She just turned 26, June 16th,
okay.
1994. So she owns a shop. I don't know if she still owns it, but she did own a shop.
Okay.
And it's called Murakai Wild. Murakai Wild. I don't know how to pronounce that. I don't want to pronounce it wrong, but yeah. Merakai Wild.
Okay.
But I remember her and Alex, her talking about that Alex is going to open a shop with her and stuff, or buy her a shop. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll, I don't know about that.
Happens.
Yeah. She is a huge dog person. I creeped on her Instagram from like the start, and she had this really cute white bulldog that was so cute. And like in almost every single picture, she had this dog. But I think she has a dog now too. Might be the same dog.
I did creep on her, and our dogs have the same name. So.
Oh, what's her dog's name now? Because I saw her name Bo. Oh, okay. Then I saw it just named short. Like it was shortened to just Bo.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And but she called him Bo Biscuit, which was cute.
Oh yeah, fun fact: we have the same dog name.
That's cute. Yeah. I haven't seen it all spelled out on her dog's pictures yet. Something that I thought was interesting. Okay, so tying it back to the beginning when we were talking about Amanda and Alyssa and stuff. I kind of get why Alyssa's more in the middle now, and why they go on these little double dates with Alex and Alyssa. She was liking Alyssa's photos since 2012. So, like, they've known each other for a very long time, like, commenting on pictures and stuff. And same with Sam. Sam also.
So, it's not like Alyssa's just this new person into the mix.
Yeah. She's known all of them.
Okay.
Well, and I knew that she knew Alex, but I thought it was more like just like a family friend. But no, she's at least definitely Amanda and Sam. I didn't see anyone else besides more of the recently. I might have, and I was trying to look for when Madison started liking stuff, and I'm pretty sure it was, like, a while ago, too, but the first one that I noticed was Amanda, and I was like, okay, this makes a little bit more sense of why Amanda is, because I thought it was mainly just JJ being the reason why she's going and getting dinner with Alex and Alyssa and stuff, but she has actually a relationship with Alyssa as well, which I thought was really interesting. And then Alex, I think he just got his Instagram probably like 2013, because that's when he started liking her pictures too. But I've seen a like picture of them when they were like kids together, which was actually a cute photo.
I think they're like not, the producers are like not playing up the fact that these people have known each other like most of their
like that would make it better to know that, like it's like it's nice to know, like when I see that how long back like these relationships go, I'm like,
it makes more sense now that Amanda's not just being a shitty friend to Juliet. It's like, no, she is friends with these people, both of them.
Like that's it. Like I was kind of feeling like, ugh, like why, like I really thought that was just like her with JJ wanting, like why is she keeping this secret, like why are, like it's just fake. But honestly, she's probably been friends with them longer than these girls, which so she does feel caught in the middle, because she's probably more siding with the girls than Alex and Alyssa, but yeah. she has like this loyalty from how long she's known them. It makes sense, but yeah. I thought that was a good little find on that part. But that's all I have for Alyssa.
Okay.
Really? So I also thought she was older though than 26.
Same, she looks older.
Yeah, but that. I'm like, oh, okay, you're my age.
Yeah. Cool. So I did Garrett. He's 25. Yes. It was just his birthday recently.
G-baby.
Yeah, he's a personal trainer. So I was going to go, like, kind of, originally, like, kind of, like, backstory on him. But then I, like, saw on Reddit that there's a picture of him with that girl from Halloween. Where, like, in January, like, she posted a picture of her kissing his cheek. So I was like, oh, well, are him and Kelsey still together? All this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got into who he's dating now.
Oh.
So ooh. I think there might be more pictures of her or more of this girl coming forward. The next couple of, I forgot what her name is, but.
So let me get this. What's this timeline? You saw a picture of them together.
In January.
Yeah. Oh.
I think her name, let me look up her name quick because
I'm actually people
want her
on the show.
Not be on the show anymore because there's tons of videos of her like saying the N-word and all this stuff. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yikes. Oh, okay. Yeah. I wonder, so I'm in January on his,
It was page. On her page.
Oh, it was on her page. Oh, yeah, that's why. Okay. Wild. Okay, so he's probably just like,
Carly. Her name's
Carly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the name of the girl that was on the show, wasn't it? The one that, that Kelsey poured the drink on.
Yeah, that's her. Ah. So we might see more of her, this Carly.
Oh, I didn't make that connection.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but they're not together anymore.
Oh, yeah, I see a picture from February.
Yeah. But Garrett is now dating this girl named Bella, which she used to hang out with, hook up with JJ.
This is great.
She's 19 years old.
Oh, hell. What's her name?
Her name is Bella Martinez. Bella.
Oh, 19? So she can't even drink?
Not legally.
I found her. Wow.
So she hasn't posted stuff on, like, straight on her Instagram, but mm-hmm. I saw screenshots of her story, like, saying... Oh. Happy birthday to him on his birthday and stuff. And
oh my goodness. This is crazy.
She had some TikToks too. And there was one of like him just in a towel and like she's in the room with him. And then like a picture. It was like one of those TikToks that I don't actually understand totally how TikTok works.
Me but, either. I don't.
it's no Vine. So.
Yeah. So I don't.
But it was something was like, part of it was like, what's your type? And then she like posted a picture of him.
Oh, she's 19.
Mm-hmm. And I saw this like on Reddit and like that Facebook
group. Yeah, the Facebook group. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're into Siesta Key like we are, you should join the Facebook group. What's it called, Leah?
The Siesta Key, like unfiltered. Gossip.
Yes. Thing. Yes, that's it. That sounds
If you
right.
type any of that up, you'll find
it'll pop up. Yeah, but people post pictures and screenshots and it's really nice to have. I'm looking at this Bella Martinez's Instagram and she's followed by Alex, Alyssa, Jared, Juliet, like everyone. Camilla, Paulie. Yeah, Garrett. Alex, like everyone, so
yeah,
that's a really good find.
Yeah, that I was like, ooh. So
I wonder if Kelsey's just single, you know, or yeah, what?
Maybe we can look into that in the next
week
or
write
so.
Write that down.
But yeah, I just went down like And after that, I was like, that's, like, good enough gossip right now for what's
going
on. Yeah,
that was really good. So. Yeah, that's a – we should have ended on that one because that was that's better than what I got for Ish. But, all right, let me roll into him.
All right.
So, his real name's Ishmael.
Okay.
Soto is the last name. He was born in 1974. I don't know the month and date, but that would make him 46. So okay. Got about 20 years on Madison.
Yeah.
What I'm guessing. Okay. So what I found though, so I know, we know he's a producer, but I really wanted to see like, well, what has he produced? Is it any good? You know, like, I don't know. I was like, I mean, I know about Siesta Key, but what else has he done? So he's done Kitchen Nightmares, The Amazing Race, Naked and Afraid, Stranded with $1 Million. Did you ever watch that on MTV?
Oh,
there's only one season. Nuts. We'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
and he was also a producer on Big Brother back in like 2007. And then he was an editor as well on Big Brother for like 2 years, like 2006 to 2007. But right now he's currently a co-executive producer on the show The Curse of Oak Island. Have you ever heard of that? It's on History Channel.
Okay.
And I was reading into it to see, like, well, what is this? And it's a reality show, which just seems like that seems to be his thing. It's reality TV, which is fine with me, because that's why I've watched, like, all those shows before.
Yeah.
He's done. I was like, oh, wow, I was just watching Naked and Afraid before we got on here. But... it's the Curse of Oak Islands. It's in Nova Scotia, which makes sense. That's why he was in Canada. But it's like these treasure hunters bought rights to a lot of the land on this island. And supposedly that there's like hidden secrets or treasure and stuff like that on the, I don't know. It's just like a weird History Channel reality show, but might be cool. I don't know. I haven't watched it, but I might give it a try just to see what it's like. But I don't know if he's still doing that now. I did read somewhere that him and Madison lived together in LA. I don't know how accurate that is.
We'll have to wait and see, I guess, too.
Yeah, because it's like some people just say stuff and you just don't know. So I don't want to say that for sure. But yeah, he was an island. I didn't see anything about him being married prior. I didn't see anything about any kids. He seems like, when I've looked at all this stuff on Instagram, he seems like a really cool, like, nice guy, like, just, like, an average guy, not, like, a douchey guy with a lot of money, like, he didn't come off like that, but it seemed like he probably just worked all the time, and that's why he probably never had, like, a relationship or, like, that was, you know, like, married or anything, and it seems like that's what's also struggling between him and Madison now, but it just looked like, from all the stuff that I seen him be, and those were just, like, a handful of the ones I said
stuff,
he's produced, the ones that I, like, had known of. Like, I just feel like he's only 46, like, I feel like he probably, I don't know, he had to work, like, a lot and be all over the place doing that. He's traveling a lot and stuff. So, I don't know. It seems like he's just more about, he probably just, like, really likes his job and wants to work. But I don't know how that's going to work with Madison. But I guess she wants to be an actress, so.
But, well, it's good to know a little bit more about him, and hopefully we can see more than just, like, FaceTime. With him coming or going forward here.
Oh, and I also noticed that I saw that he, his net worth is $1 million, but he also went to IU, which is very, that's where my sister went for her master's too. But I'm in Indiana, and I was like, oh, cool. He got a bachelor's of arts in 1995 from IU. It's like, okay, but I think he's from somewhere in California. But I don't know.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But yeah, so that's that. Anything else before we wrap up?
I think we'll probably keep the same format going forward until we get some new shows to watch.
We'll
still probably recap. We'll still recap this even if more stuff comes on. We'll just have probably some more episodes.
We are thinking about re-watching Florida Bama Shore and doing some deep dives on that just while the off season before the next season comes on. So I really wouldn't be, I'd be super surprised if they don't have another season back on. It's just whether or not, how long it's going to take for that to come back on. So,
definitely.
But with so many of the relationship dynamics changing since the first season, and there's not a lot of seasons out, it'll be really good to kind of just go back and rehash.
And even kind of see their, how their personalities have changed from season to season. And
So, that's probably what we'll be working on next. But just catch us next Sunday for a new episode.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Thanks.